This is Gordon Strong, BJCP Grandmaster Judge, and today I'm judging a Warsteiner Category 2A German Pilsner. It's a bottled example. Let me open it. I have a BJCP score sheet here, and I'll be filling it out, describing what I'm writing as I go along. Okay, so the first thing I'm looking at is the appearance. It is a pale yellow color, a little darker than straw, but it's definitely yellow. It's not gold. So I'm writing down pale yellow color. The clarity is brilliant, which means I can see through it and I can read the score sheet through it. It actually has like a magnifying glass effect, makes what's behind it look bigger. So the clarity is brilliant, and it has a tall, pure white head. The texture of the head is very moussey, very tight bubbles. So that's about spot on. So that's 3 out of 3. I usually do appearance first on commercial lagers because sometimes they're sulfury when you first open them, and I like that to vent out of the way. So I'm going to smell it now. So I'm getting a... nothing off, first of all, but I get a very light hop aroma. It's sort of spicy. It's what you typically associate with noble hops. I also am getting some of that sulfur that I mentioned, which usually associate with lager yeast. So I'm making note of that. The malt is very subtle. There's a little bit of a flowery aroma to it, I suppose. I've got an instant read thermometer here, and it's showing that the sample I'm drinking is at 52 degrees. So it's good drinking temperature for a lager, maybe a little on the warm side as things go, but that helps you get all the flavor. So back to writing about the aroma. Mild, neutral malt, hint of Pils malt. And you get used to what a continental Pils malt, continental meaning from Europe. It's a little sweeter than an American Pils malt. Once you've smelled it, if you brew, you use German Pils malt, you know what it smells like. It's a good thing to associate with, because when you smell it, it's unmistakable. So the little sulfury thing I got there was definitely not from DMS. There's no sort of vegetal qualities or cooked corn here. It's light and clean. So we say that's a good lager character. So that's all very good. I'd probably give that around a 10. So what am I taking off points for? I'd like a little bit more of the distinctive malt and hops. They're both a little on the low side, and the sulfur was a little bit forward. So, it's clean, it's nice, it's a very good score, but that's what I'm taking off a couple of points for. And incidentally, if you're wondering how old this is, the beer is maybe 5 months away from its expiration date, so it's a relatively recent brewed beer, probably within the last month or so. Okay, now on to flavor. Let me give it a taste. So some of the things I usually write first, you know, you might make a note under mouthfeel quickly if you can gauge the body and the carbonation. So that's what I'm going to do. It's a medium-light body. And it's medium to medium-high carbonation. You feel the pressure of the beer against the sides of your mouth before you swallow. So back to flavor. I haven't scored mouthfeel yet. I just want to make some quick notes. back to flavor. I notice right off the bat that it is a super clean lager flavor. It doesn't have any fruity esters. It's got some sulfur. Again, likely from the yeast strain or from sulfates in the water, which wouldn't be out of line for this kind of beer. It is dry, but not bone dry. So you get a maltiness up front, very clean Pils malt flavor. It has that slightly sweet, sometimes called graham cracker flavor, just a very subtle sweetness. So you get a malt presence initially. So I'm writing clean Pils malt up front, and the malt presence carries through the middle of the palate when you're drinking. So as the beer moves further back along your tongue as you're tasting it on the way to swallowing it, you get a feeling of weight. So it's not a thin beer, but the malt flavor is carrying through. And then as it starts getting towards the back of your tongue, you feel it drying out. And dryness here means you're not getting residual sweetness. Dryness is a nice characteristic for making you want to take another taste. So the bitterness level is medium-high. It has a moderate, spicy, floral hop flavor. It's very refreshing. You get a light graininess, maybe, sort of grainy sweetness, which is the Pils malt flavor in the finish, but the bitterness carries through. But it's not a super long finish. I mean, you feel the dryness at the end, and you're left with a little bit of that sulfur character, again likely from the water or the yeast, probably. The stuff I'm tasting is probably more of the water. So a little bit of sulfur in the finish, with the malt flavors along with it, and the bitterness is just a little bit more prominent than the malt. It's a very refreshing beer. So that's a very good score. Probably in the 17 range, I guess. So knock off a couple of points. Like to have a little bit more purity of the hop flavor. Have that come through a little bit stronger. Again, likewise, the malt flavor could be a little bit well defined. This is a somewhat neutral tasting beer. Perhaps a touch more bitterness it could take it. But 17 out of 20 is an awfully good score. So back to mouthfeel. I've already said the body and carbonation. Now, I'm not getting any astringency. See, this is a... Often bitterness and astringency are confused, and you get astringency more in the whole mouth than bitterness you only get on your tongue. I am getting bitterness, but I'm not getting any sort of harshness or astringency, so I'll make note of that, because it's a common fault. It's not creamy, but I wouldn't expect this beer to be, and as an average-strength beer, I really wouldn't expect to get a noticeable alcohol flavor, and I don't... looking for it on the label, but not seeing it. It's probably around a 5% alcohol beer. So that's a normal strength. So I'll make note of no astringency, no warming. And that's pretty much, between the body and the carbonation and not finding any of those other faults, that's pretty much what you would hope for in this kind of beer. You don't want it to be too thin, so it's going to be a medium-light body. But you don't want it to be too heavy either, so that fits right there. So I'm going to give it a 5. So overall impression, this is a section where you often talk about where the defects were or what issues you might have with this beer, stylistic problems, recommendations for improvement. So there's not a whole lot I can say about improvement. So I would make note that it's a well-made beer. Very enjoyable. So, since I'm going to give it a good score, I start out by complimenting the brewer, but I ought to make note of why I did deduct points. So I could say, could use a little more hop aroma and flavor, along with a more distinctive Pils malt flavor. Good job on fermentation. Nice lagering. Sulfur a touch high. And that could be, again, something that you get from the water and not a whole lot they can do from, or it could be a yeast strain choice. Different yeasts kick off more sulfur than others. Without knowing the recipe, it's hard to say what they did. So I would just make note that the sulfur's high and let the brewer understand from their process how best to fix that. So I really sort of like that, so I'm going to give that a 9. So this is a classic commercial example, and it's fairly fresh, which is important in this style, well kept. So let's see. I'm getting 44. Yeah. When you have a high-scoring beer, it's easier to sort of then add up. It's easier to count your deductions, so... I got 2 off on the aroma, 3 off on the flavor, and 1 off in overall. So that's 6 off, so 44. And that puts it up in the on the cusp between excellent and outstanding. Very good. It's hard to get a perfect beer. 44 would win just about any competition. particularly with a style like this. So this is an outstanding beer. Probably the only way to get it better is to drink it fresher in Germany. So I will type up this score sheet, and you should be able to look at that along with this recording. This is Gordon Strong, and this was a Warsteiner.